Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning is from the Gospel just read from St. John chapter 16. We focus on the words of our Lord. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Well, that's pretty amazing, isn't it? Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. I don't know about you, but I can ask for an awful lot. I can remember as a child on Mother's Day saying to my mom, "You can eat whatever you want today. We'll fix it. You can have anything you want. It's Mother's Day." But of course, there was always this kind of part of me in the back of my head thinking, "Boy, I sure hope she doesn't ask for that. Because I don't want to make that kind of mess. I don't want to do that." But here, God says, whatever you ask in my name, I will give it to you. What does that mean? What does that teach us about prayer, about our relationship to God our Father through his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord? Well, it teaches us a number of things. First of all, we remember that he is our Heavenly Father and that we are his dear children, so that we may ask as dear children ask their dear Father. Our relationship to God is not that of a ruler and his subjects, at least not that relationship of fear, of thinking that I'll ask this, but I know that it's going to cost me. We think that way a lot, of course, even in families, even in our personal relationships with one another, we can kind of fall into this thought process. I'll ask, but I know that it's going to come back to me. I'm going to have to pay this back. So whatever, for example, however great Mother's Day might be, I may be thinking, well, I'm going to get a payback in about a month and a half. But that doesn't work that way with God. That's not how God operates. God does not operate in terms of keeping track, in terms of measurement. That's not how he works. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, I will give it to you. See, our Heavenly Father does not have to measure. Why? Because the earth is the Lord's and all the fullness thereof. Because everything is his, in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And he gives it all to you and I as his dear children. So he doesn't have to kind of keep track or measure or wonder, well, I gave this one too much, so I can't give this one as much. He doesn't work that way. His way of operating is, you are my beloved child. I'm going to give it all to you. So that's kind of the first part of this. Whatever you ask the Father, his love for you is that great, is that strong, that mighty, that penetrating, that he would send his only son to die so that you can receive all things, so that, as Jesus said, your joy may be full. Now that kind of brings us to the second part of this little text. Whatever you ask the Father in my name. You are baptized. That's where you received God's name put upon you by water and the Word. That's what defines you. That's what shapes you and your relationship to him as your Heavenly Father. You are his child. You are his adopted sons and daughters. So that when you speak to God, you speak to God not on your own, but on the basis of your relationship to him as his baptized child. So what that means is that what you ask of the Father, you ask through His Son, who has won all things for you. When you ask the Father for all things, you ask because Jesus has done all of these things for you. Now that's sort of a hard thing for us to wrap our brains around, I think. Very often when we think of prayer, when we think of asking for the Father, we sort of gravitate toward the things that affect us the most right now. And that's okay. That's not a bad thing. My physical health, the health and well-being of my family, of my friends, any emotional problems or any concerns that I may have with my relationships with others at home, at school, at work, and the like. These things are kind of where I may start in my whatever you ask of the Father in my name, I will give it to you. This is where I begin, and that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. That all kind of falls under the fourth petition, doesn't it? Give us this day our daily bread. And yet, the more we come to realize God's love, the more we come to know the depths of God's mercy to you in Jesus Christ, the more bold our prayers may become. Whatever you ask the Father in my name. He's not joking. He's not just saying this for fun. He's saying, I want you to tell me what it is that troubles you. I want to hear it, he says. I want to know. I am your Father, and I love you with an everlasting love. You need not be afraid to ask me anything. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, that He will give it to you. That's what this means. What this means is that we have an incredible relationship with our Heavenly Father. We have a relationship that is based on something deeper than blood. Well, deeper than our own blood. Our relationship is based on His blood, on His death and resurrection. So what God calls you to today is to rejoice, to remember, and to receive this blessing of God, and to be bold in prayer, in thought, in word, in deed, knowing that your Heavenly Father loves you beyond all things, knowing that you can ask these things. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, He will give it to you. What you ask for may change as your faith deepens and grows. It may begin with the physical, which is good, but it may go far beyond that. There will come a time when what you ask the Father in His name is that you go home to be with Him in heaven. That your longing to be with Him will be greater than your longing for any of the things that we have of this world, or even of the problems that we have. Your desire for Him will deepen, will grow, just as your love for your family, your mother, your father, your siblings, will grow, will change, will develop over the years. God, by His Word and Spirit, will teach you to desire more and more from Him, knowing that He Himself will give it to you. Whatever you ask of the Father in my name, He will give it to you. What a great and mighty blessing He comes to give to you today. Believe it for Jesus' sake. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith to life everlasting.